Welcome back. 5:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Rich Campbell, who's had quite the week. Washington Times Redskins reporter. He's been dealing with the NFL draft and the arrival of a new quarterback for the Redskins. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, it is absolutely official. He has been drafted by the Washington Redskins. Now what?
Well, Robert Griffin should be, he'll be down at FedEx Field tomorrow for the team's official draft party, and they'll trot him out there, and I believe he's going to host a press conference there. And then he'll be back the next weekend for the Redskins rookie minicamp, so he gets right into it. There's a rule in the NFL that seniors who are drafted can't practice with their team until their class graduates from college. Well, Robert Griffin graduated college in 3.5 years, so he can jump right into it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Huh. Now, what about a contract? You know, what happens as far as that goes? Do you know?
Yeah, that'll just drag out over the summer, and it won't be contentious like it might have been in past years because the new collective bargaining agreement includes a rookie wage scale. So everything is slotted without much room for negotiation, and the reason he can come and practice before that's finalized is these guys sign waivers, you know, that they won't, that they're protected in case of injury, and they basically just take some time to work out the language, and the agents don't really prioritize it until just about training camp. So it's not going to really be an issue, but it probably won't be finalized until sometime in July.
Yeah, but you talk about this rookie agreement within, you know, the collective bargaining agreement, rather. What does that mean, that he just gets rookie pay, or can he get anything that they negotiate?
Well, you can negotiate, but everything is slotted now. So the framework is quite definitive. It's not like guys are holding out for these wild bonuses or anything anymore. The NFL just decided, like, look, this is the best way we're going to structure this thing, because you had players like a Sam Bradford, for example, who got, you know, $40-50 million guaranteed without taking a snap in the NFL, and it's not good business. You have these unproven players making more than the proven players, and when those players bust, then it's bad business. So that's how they tried to solve that problem.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so we saw the big event last night. Obviously, we saw it in the paper today. I saw it online at WashingtonTimes.com. You had a fantastic piece, front page of the Washington Times today, about RG3, I mean, about everything this guy is, from, you know, a child forward. And, you know, you have to laugh at some of the stuff that he gets into. And, I mean, and especially the socks. I wanted to ask you about socks because we had talked about it earlier in the week. What did he wear last night? Because I forgot to look.
So he wore some burgundy and gold striped socks that were made by Adidas, of course. I mean, they found a way to make this guy just a marketing juggernaut. And, you know, anything this guy touches right now is gold. So Adidas hooked him up with the socks. You know, Robert Griffin has the, you know, three slashes in the third of his name, and then Adidas thing is the three stripes. So it's a perfect fit. They fitted him with these socks and said, go catch your dream. So he was showing those off, and he had a pretty smooth powder blue suit on last night, and so those socks really stood out.
Yeah, I'll bet they did. You know, one of the things you talked about in your story was the Subway sandwich shop, where he had like a Subway shirt on, but he still had the Adidas logo on that, didn't he?
I'm telling you, you can't see him anywhere without the Adidas logo. And if you go to WashingtonTimes.com and look at the video that we put together from one of the times we sat down with him, he's got an Adidas jacket on, he's got the Adidas shoes on, and, you know, that's really where these guys make their money. I mean, you talked about the rookie wage scale and some of the limitations on their earning power right now. The endorsements are really where it's at. And Robert Griffin, well, when you see the type of personality he has, the smile he has, he's got a unique look, a unique, you know, just sense of charisma. It's so obvious that this guy is just going to blow up from a marketing perspective.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you may recall when Tiger Woods first hit the circuit many years ago, Nike stepped up to the plate, and they're still paying him, you know, an ungodly amount of money every year. So, I mean, I sort of see the same thing happening already with this guy, and he hasn't even thrown a pass in the league.
Exactly, and it'll be interesting to see what other opportunities he has once it gets established, because he's got that clean image that Tiger once had. It'll be worth, you know, from my perspective, following that story. I mean, I don't know exactly how much Adidas is paying him, but I I know it's obviously seven figures, and I think it might even be eight figures.
Yeah.
That's how much this guy, you know, that just tells you what they think of his potential.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a lot of money in it. All right, one of the things you say about him is he straddles the line between loner and leader. That does kind of sum him up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, and I think that's where you know, some of these, the criticism of him maybe being selfish or not dealing with people well comes in, is because people interpret that as maybe being aloof or in a negative light. But you know, well, the impression that I got and the conclusion that I drew coming away from it is that Robert Griffin is naturally introverted. But because being a quarterback requires some of these extroverted traits, you know, the ability to motivate others and connect with others and lead with others, he really developed that over time. So he's a natural introvert, but he has grown the ability to be an extrovert, and now he kind of molds the two into this whole package of quote-unquote RG3, and it works. I mean, he's won the Heisman Trophy, he turned Baylor's program around, and the Redskins are counting on him to do the same thing.
Yeah. You've obviously talked to some coaches along the way, and not just Mike Shanahan, but what do they think of him overall?
Just that he's a special player, and if you talk to the Baylor coaches who absolutely love him for obvious reasons, they can't say enough about his work ethic and his personality. You know, in addition to what he can do athletically, I mean, he's obviously has great physical gifts. It's the work ethic and then the way he treats others that set him apart. Now, you know, some of the criticism that had come out anonymously from NFL scouts in the time leading up to the draft was, you know, that he was maybe had a selfish streak, something like that. But people that have worked with him, you know, teammates and the coaches down at Baylor say that he genuinely cares about others. I mean, I talked to his high school coach, Jack Welch, Copper's Cove High School, and he said, you know, he genuinely cares about others. And, you know, he's involved in community work down there. He would read to kids. He took part in a high school program that the high school coach there ran called Champs, where he would take kids stargazing and, you know, doing activities that were, you know, wholesome and that sort of thing. So, yeah, from an off the field makeup standpoint, he's off the charts.
Yeah. All right. And finally, what's happening today and tomorrow? The draft continues. Have you heard any news, any other direction that the Redskins may be going?
Well, no, the Redskins will have the 69th pick in the draft, and they start up again tonight in the second round at number 33 overall, so they'll have a long time to wait.
Okay.
If they could trade up into the second round, you know, they would pick earlier, but they really don't have the ammunition to do that now that you know, they spent so much to move up and get Robert Griffin. So Redskins would probably wait till 69 and wouldn't even be surprised to see him trade down and pick up another pick again from there. And then Saturday they have five picks. Two in the fourth round, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and we'll see if they move around again and try to pick up picks. They don't have a lot of room for a ton of rookies, so it'll be interesting to see where they feel like they can get value. But the needs, as you know, as we talked about, offensive line still remains a need. The secondary, especially safety, remains a need, and running back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll watch what happens over the weekend. Perhaps you and I can talk about what transpires on Monday.
That sounds good, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter, introducing the new face of the Redskins, Robert Griffin III. Check that out in today's Washington Times. It's a great story.